You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What's going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Now, before we dive into the content and we're going to start dropping some value bombs, I wanted to ask you to please subscribe to this podcast. If you haven't done that already, it helps me and it helps you stay on top of all the new episodes that we release every single week. Also, if you haven't, please share this podcast with your friends. It's important because if you're on the rise, you want your friends to be on the same page as you are. You don't want them to slow you down, but most importantly, you want to help your circle grow with you. All right, so let's get started. What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, I'm so happy to introduce you to Jeet Banerjee. He's an American serial entrepreneur, author of several nonfiction books, TEDx speaker, and consultant. He started and sold lots of online businesses, and he also mentors entrepreneurs with his Income Incubator Academy. He has sold virtually anything online, from courses to products, services, and I believe even video games when he first got started. So please help me in welcoming Jeet. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for the warm welcome and for having me.
No worries, man. No worries. Listen, before we get into the questions, I know you've been going at it for a very long time. So can you give us a bit of a background of how you get started and your story?
Yeah, absolutely. So just to put everything into perspective, I'm currently 26 years old, and I really got started into entrepreneurship when I was 17. So just about 9 years ago when I was in high school. And even kind of going back a couple years before that, I really had never worked or done anything before that. I had some like small entrepreneurial like rushes, but I never really did too much with it. You know, it was like small things here and there. Mm-hmm. But finally, when I was 15, I was kind of that rebellious teenager, you know, bad grades, getting in trouble. So my parents are very traditional, so they had it with me. And my dad was like, hey, you need to go get a job. I'm done paying for your video games, your movies, your fun times. Like, go get a job. So as any 15-year-old, I was super bummed out, and I started getting different jobs, right? Like anything part-time, minimum wage, you know, like a couple hours after school type of thing. And something crazy happened between the ages of 15 to 17, right? Mm-hmm. I ended up getting fired or quitting from 12 different jobs in a span of 2 years working after school. And so senior year was rolling around, I was 17, and it was time to, you know, apply to college, think about what I wanted to do in the future. And my plan was, man, I was going to get a business degree, work a nice corporate 9-to-5, and I thought life would be great. But I had this like almost like panic attack because I was like, man, I can't work a job. I can't even keep a job for, you know, a month for like 10 hours a week. How am I going to do this? So that's when I really jumped in online, and I was like, hey, you know what? I thought I had like a disease or something was wrong with me. So I went on Google and I typed in all my symptoms. And the first thing I saw was this video from Richard Branson. And he was like, hey, if you're feeling X, Y, and Z, that means you're unemployable and you need to be an entrepreneur. And I was like, an entrepreneur? Huh, what's that? And I just went on the dictionary trying to find out what an entrepreneur was. And I was like, oh man, that sounds great. That's what I want to do. So that's really how I got started into entrepreneurship. And then pretty much in the last 9 years, like you mentioned, you know, everything I've done has been online based, but I've pretty much, you know, sold anything you can imagine online, you know, video game currencies, physical products, digital products, info products, stock photos, software, forum passes, memberships, subscriptions. Like, I've sold anything and everything you can possibly imagine on the internet in the last 9 years. And, yeah, like you kind of mentioned, you know, I spoke at TEDx. I've had a couple different businesses I've been able to sell. And yeah, it's just been an awesome journey.
That's super cool, man, honestly. And that's the thing. This podcast is all about people that are trying to get out of, you know, the 9-to-5 rat race and being able to live a life on their terms, like, you know, you and I are right now. But I was looking at your 2013 TEDx talk, and you mentioned your split focus group, right? The under 25 and the over 25. And you talk about the fact that most people over 25 and even under 25 mentioned lack of time, lack of money, and their age as one of the main factors for not being able to follow their dreams. Yet, you know, if you look around, there is a ton of people and many success stories out there. So what do you think is the real reason why some people can't make things happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it just comes down to a mindset thing. I think a lot of people just end up limiting their own potential. And that's like the worst thing that you can do, right? Because for me, it's always, I've always been like, hey, if I truly can't do something, let me go find out that I can't do it, right? But when you tell yourself, hey, you can't do this, so you shouldn't even bother trying, that's the worst thing that's possible, right? Because you never even go out there and give it a shot. So I think limiting beliefs is really the biggest thing that holds people back. And I think it also comes a lot from like society, surroundings, environment. Because even when I got started as an entrepreneur, everyone kept telling me at 17, they were like, oh, you're crazy. Nobody becomes an entrepreneur at 17. You can't do that. You need to go to school. Like, you're not going to make it. Like, I'm going to laugh when, you know, you end up being behind in college and we're going to be graduating. And so you hear these types of things. And honestly, it's hard, right? Like, even for the strongest people mentally, it's very hard to deal with. And I think at the end of the day, it's all about self-belief. And if you can just believe in yourself and that's enough for you, you'll be successful. And for me, that was it. I just believed in myself where, you know, someone could sit in front of me and tell me the nastiest, most horrible things for 24 hours straight. And I would come out of it unaffected. I would just go on and carry on business as usual.
That's amazing, man. It's amazing. Honestly, you said it right, because limiting beliefs, I think, that are actually very dangerous, because you said it, you know, people blame their age, their money, their time, and they don't really know what the real reason is. So limiting beliefs is one of those things that you have, you don't even know you have until you surpass that stage, you start believing in yourself, and then you look back and you're like, holy crap, why was I thinking that about myself and about my situation? Listen, you started very young. Some of your first business ventures date back to when you were 9 years old, then 13, and finally 17. So do you think that you would be where you are today if you didn't experiment and fail those few times before hitting your home runs?
No, absolutely. I think they were all very, very integral and key parts to where I am today. Because the way I look at entrepreneurship, and I talk about this a lot, is it's a game of reps, right? So if I want to be the best basketball player in the world, I've got to shoot more shots than everybody else that's playing basketball, right? So it's just reps. It's just muscle memory. Entrepreneurship is the same thing, but it's just muscle memory for your mind, right? So as I went through the motions and I said, okay, when I did X marketing campaign, I totally failed and I lost X amount of money. It's a mental note. Don't do that anymore. But then when you do something that works, you're like, hey, okay, how can I build off of this and continue utilizing that skill or that method over and over again? So to me, entrepreneurship is just a game of reps. So I always tell people, because a lot of people come to me, they'll be like, man, I launched my first business and I failed. I can't believe this. Like, entrepreneurship sucks. And I'm like, man, you know, I probably tested like 1,000 different ideas at this point, you know? And even then I have days where I fail or I come up with a new idea that doesn't work. And I try to tell people it's a game of reps. It's just repetition of doing the same thing over and over again until each time you do it, you're going to be slightly better than the last. And that's truly, you know, what entrepreneurship is and what it takes to be successful. So yeah, every single phase of my life and everything that I've been through has definitely led me to where I am today. And I don't think I'd be here as at the level I am without that. And I still think there's, you know, tons of levels for me to go as well.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. And honestly, I didn't start that young. I mean, I started in my mid-20s. I'm, you know, 33 right now. But I do recognize that the first mistakes that I made were instrumental for me to understand what not to do, not go there, and then move forward in the best way possible. Listen, in your book, Limitless Thinking, you talk about the parental prison, quote unquote. Growing up in an Indian family, you say that there are only a few professional options that are given to you. So for our listeners who are still living at home and maybe facing the same problem, how can they manage their mindset and their business while still being you know, in good terms with their families and their community?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you hit it right on the nail on the head. Like, for me growing up, it was like I either had to be a doctor, engineer, lawyer, or disowned. That was like my four options, right? So I totally get how that happens and how it kind of comes. And it's just, I think it's a matter of two things. One, again, I think, I know I kind of repeat this over and over again, but I think it's super important, is like, you have to believe in yourself so much that when I was 17 years old, I would sit there and tell my parents, I'm going to make $5 million by the time I'm 25. And my mom and my dad would look at me like, you're crazy. Like, what are you talking about? That's how eccentric I was. That's how much I believed in myself, where I would tell them, I would be like, no, trust me, I'm going to make it. And like, I would say it so often that eventually, like when 21, 22 came around, they were like, man, how close are you to your goal? And it's like, they almost started eating it up. You know what I mean? And it's just like, if you have that belief and you exude that belief, like I believe great leaders are so entwined with their own goals and their own visions that they get other people to buy into it. And so if you feel that good about your confidence and what you're going to do, where it was like, I never said like, oh, I think I'm going to make it or I hope I make it. It was like, it's happening. Here's the date it's happening by. And you're either on board with me or you're going to be left behind. That was it, right? So I think number one thing is having that massive amount of confidence in yourself where you actually truly believe what you're doing. And it's, you know, all of that, you know, mindset, self-attainment, all that good stuff that you got to believe in. And then the second thing was I really navigated family where I understood my family's perspective. And I think that's key because everyone in this world, they constantly think I, not like you or them or we. And so I looked at it from my family's standpoint. And I was like, okay, you know what? They're being this hard on me, not because they have some kind of ulterior motive. They just want the best for me. And at this moment, they don't know what I'm doing is the best for me. So I've got to be very gentle with their feelings. So instead of saying one day I'm dropping out of school, it was like, hey, mom, hey, dad, can I just take one semester off? I really want to focus 100% on my business. I've talked to the school. I've talked to everyone. Nothing will change. I'll just be one semester behind. And that's a much easier conversation to have than, hey, I'm dropping out. You know, peace out.
Wow, that's 100% true, man. That's awesome. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So exactly. So I think it's just really thinking about what your family wants at the end of the day and just navigating them in a gentle way, you know, like the same way you navigate your customers, you navigate your employees.
This episode is brought to you by Phoenix Planner at phoenixplanner.com. I've been using the Phoenix Planner for 3 months now, and as soon as I started using it, I dropped every other productivity tool I was using. The Phoenix Planner lets me set my 3 to 5 year goal, then it breaks that down into a yearly one. Now, once the big picture is complete, it makes you set 4 quarterly goals, and that's when the real planning starts. Phoenix Planner allows you to schedule weekly, daily, and monthly tasks. It has a monitoring system for tracking your habits, and it works as a journal too. On the daily pages, you can write down your focus and what you're grateful for. Now, remember that gratitude is the key to keeping yourself grounded and in control every day. There are also slots for rating your performance and giving yourself feedback. In a nutshell, the Phoenix Planner is the ultimate planner if you want to take your life and business to the next level. Visit phoenixplanner.com to get 20% off your order. Apply the code PHOENIXDEN at checkout. That is PHOENIXDEN for 20% off your order. And now, let's get back to the episode.
That's awesome, man. And honestly, are you a second generation? I mean, like, are your parents born in the United States or are they born abroad?
No, they were born abroad in India. So I'm first generation. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, like, I actually moved here by myself from Italy. My parents are still in Italy, but I have a lot of family or friends, at least, that are coming from Ukraine, from India, from Pakistan, from so many different places. And I hear my friends telling me that their parents don't really understand what they're doing. We always have chats about that. I'm like, man, like, these guys, like, your parents moved from a country where there was, first off, internet wasn't even around when they were born and when they were raised. But also, like, the entire world is different there. So what they're teaching you is exactly what they know. They would not tell you these things if they had the same knowledge as you have of the market, of technology, and so on and so forth. So listen, you got frustrated with low-paying jobs and the 9-to-5 rat race pretty early in life. And you were 17, you said, whereas more people get stuck on that hamster wheel for their entire life. So how do you think people should reframe their current situation and find the strength within to quit their job and chase the dreams once and for all?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the biggest things that I tell people first and foremost is I never tell anyone to quit their job because I would hate to be the person to put someone out on the street because it wasn't well planned. The way I look at entrepreneurship is if you want it bad enough, you can do it while working a 9-to-5 job. Like, you could put in 40 hours at your job and then you could put in 40 hours on your entrepreneurial hustle. Sure, you're gonna have to make sacrifices like going out, social life, certain things like that, but you can balance both. So the first thing I tell someone that's frustrated and doesn't know whether they'll get out, like how to get out of their circumstance, is just try something new without changing what's already going on in your 9-to-5 life. Like, you don't need to abandon that job or anything. Just try entrepreneurship. Maybe entrepreneurship's not going to be for you. Maybe you'll hate entrepreneurship even more than you hate your 9-to-5 job, and then you'll be blessed to be working a 9-to-5, right? Like, you just never know. So the first thing I tell people is just to try on the side. And what I tell people is, once your side gig is making more money or the same amount of money as your 9-to-5, then you're ready to quit. Then you're ready to go all in. But until that, my advice for everyone, like, you know, I mentor a lot of people, a lot of students, stuff like that, and I tell them the same advice. I don't suggest anyone quitting their 9-to-5, because the 9-to-5 does two things for you, right? One, it gives you that roof over your head, which is obviously very, very important. And two, it gives you cash flow to be able to invest in your business. Yes. And I think a lot of people just want to, you know, quit overnight, and they think that 2 days later they're going to be a multimillionaire. And that's not what entrepreneurship is. It's a grind. It's a hustle. So if you play it in the long game, where like, hey, I'm going to stick to my 9-to-5 for just one more year, and in the next 12 months, my side hustle is going to be making more than my 9-to-5. Then I'm going to quit, and then I'm going to do this. Like, that's proper planning. That's proper execution. But when people are just like, hey, I'm quitting today, and then tomorrow they want a business that's going to be making millions, they have no chance, because just from the beginning, they approached it all wrong.
100%. I agree. And I know, because a lot of people, as soon as they get maybe one sale online or something, actually, there's two different types of people. There's people that, you know, are super scared and don't want to quit. And then there's the other side of the coin where people, as you said, maybe they have a passion, someone tells them to follow their passion, to quit their job, and then they have no idea how to make money, and they're going to end up on food stamps. So of course you want to be able to transition it. And what I noticed is, I've done the same thing too. I was working a corporate job for about 3 to 4 years before I decided to quit. And I remember when I was working full time and I was scaling my business, I was at a point where I didn't even have time to go to the gym almost. But then once the business started making more money than my full-time job, I quit my full-time job. And guess what? If I was able to run my business after work, before work, and at nighttime and on weekends, after that, things are going to be even easier in a way, because now you can just dedicate your time to scaling your business. Listen, the internet world is changing faster than ever before. I mean, you know this very well. You've been around for basically a full decade, if not more. And that creates a lot of new opportunities, but you have to admit that it also makes it a bit more confusing to get started for someone that's trying to hop on the train, but the train is constantly moving. So can you give our listeners one or two tips on how to finally pull the trigger and commit to doing something online today?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing I tell somebody that has no experience at all when it comes to something online is, if you don't have a specific idea in mind, model or copy an idea that's already working. Okay. So, you know, if you know 500,000 people are making, you know, six figures plus on Amazon, go sell on Amazon. That's, you know, like, it's not going to be hard for you to be the 500,001th person, right? So it's something that's doable, right? Because a lot of people have this idea where, you know, I want to create the next aircraft that's going to go to Jupiter. That's great. Yeah. I love that idea. But if you've never been an entrepreneur before, it's going to be a massive mountain to climb. And I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's probably not the smartest place to start. So you want to start getting those reps under your belt, right? So really look at business models that are working for other people and tell yourself, hey, if it's working for this person, why would it not work for me? So initially, definitely try to imitate and really copy what's working out in the market and do that. That's the first piece of advice I would give them. Yep. And second piece of advice that I would really give somebody that's, you know, trying to figure out which opportunity is best for them is, I would recommend the opportunity that would require them to learn the least, right? So something that they are the most educated about. Like, if you're a veterinarian, I would obviously tell you, find a pet product to sell. Like, super easy, right? You can understand half the market, right? Like, when you try to learn about an industry and you learn about how to, like, run a business at the same time, it's very challenging. So find a way to eliminate one of the two, right? Like, for me and you, we know how to run a business, so we can tackle new industries. But for someone that doesn't know how to run a business, they probably don't want to tackle new industries. They want to focus on an industry or a niche or something that they already know about, that they're educated on, and focus on the business side.
100%. That makes total sense. And where do you stand on knowledge? I mean, you have an academy. You were talking about that earlier. What do you think people should get what should people expect when they start the Income Incubator Academy? And how much time should they invest on a daily or weekly basis in order to see results within a few months and then being able to quit their job?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we really talk about in the academy is, you know, I kind of pull back the curtains and I reveal everything that, you know, I've learned and continue to learn. So it's not just something packaged together 2 years ago and it's just sitting there. It's something that's updated constantly because every day I'm learning new things. I'm growing. I'm figuring out new things. So my students are part of that journey with me and they're continuing to learn and grow. So really the two biggest things that we, you know, preach inside the academy is one, you know, I'm pulling back the curtains. I'm revealing everything. And if everything that I provided was to help shortcut their process, because it's all about time at the end of the day, right? Anyone can be successful, but do you want to be successful 10 years from now? Or would you like to shortcut that process by learning all the things that didn't work and did work for me and lower that to a year? So that's like the first thing that we say. And then the second thing that we've really done with the academy is we've made it a program where it's like learn at your own pace, right? So it's not like we definitely didn't want to do anything like college or classroom related where you got to take a test and you got to come in at this time or you'll miss the lecture. It's like, hey, here's a database with a bunch of content. Learn what you want, when you want. And if you're, you know, I have some students that are like crazy motivated. They come in and they work on it 18 hours a day. And within a couple of weeks, they've got their first sale or they've got their first, you know, businesses off the ground generating revenue. And then I've got other people that, you know, take their sweet time, they procrastinate, they're not motivated, it takes them, you know, 6 months before they see any success. So it's really a do-it-yourself program where we give you all the tools, we give you all the resources, we give you the network. But at the end of the day, if you do nothing with it, then you will get nothing out of it. But if you do something with it, that's when you get something from it.
No, 100%. And, you know, like I've seen a lot of people, they buy books, they don't read them. They sign up for courses, they don't do them. And I'm like, guys, like the whole point of learning is that you apply that knowledge and you scale a business. There's nothing worse than knowing a bunch of stuff in your head, but you don't have anything to show for it. You could have, at that point, you could have just watched TV or go play soccer outside, you know?
Yeah.
But listen, where can people find you? By the way, this has been an amazing conversation, enlightening conversation. And I'm sure that my listeners at home want to know more about you. So where can people find you?
Yeah, absolutely. So probably the best way to get connected with me nowadays is on Instagram. And they can connect with me directly at the Jeep Banerjee on Instagram, or they can connect with, if they're interested in the academy or learning more about my programs, at The Income Incubator on Instagram. And that, you know, has links to everything else and all that good stuff.
Awesome, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for today's interview. It's been a pleasure finally having you here on the podcast. And I guess I'll talk to you soon, man.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. It was an honor.
And this is it for today, Game Changers. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to the podcast and you will be the very first person to know when we release new episodes. Also, do not forget to leave a review. It literally takes a minute. It makes my day brighter. And if you send me a screenshot for a limited time on Instagram or by email, you will get a free 15-minute coaching call worth $50. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.